USA Radio News with Jeremy Scott.
George Floyd's girlfriend took the stand on day four of the trial of fired Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin. She told the jury how they both struggled with an addiction to opiates. Prosecutor Jerry Blackwell asked about their drug use last May and any impacts it may have had on them.
Did you see Mr. Floyd take any of those pills?
Yes, we took them together that time.
I'm sorry?
We did take them together that time.
And when he took those, obviously he didn't die, right?
No, he did not.
Did you see how they affected him?
He had a lot of energy.
The defense contends it was Floyd's drug use and underlying health conditions that led to his death. The gunman who killed four people and critically wounded a fifth at a Southern California office building knew all the victims personally or through business dealings. Police say the gunman chained shut the gates to two entrances, delaying officers from getting inside. This is USA Radio News.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing, we've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away. At soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.